For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's February the 17th, and we're going to tell you about a production that is opening this Thursday. Actually, it runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Marriage of Figaro.
Really?
Yeah. Welcome. We have Susan Quigley Dugan with us. Mm-hmm. Good to have you here, Susan.
Thank you.
The Marriage of Figaro is running at Central Methodist University. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big production, isn't it?
It is a pretty big. It's a big challenge, but...
Yeah. When you say a big challenge, what is the most challenging part of doing a show like that?
Well, first of all, originally it was written, you know, in 1786, and it's got four acts, and we've had to cut it back so it would be kind of more appropriate for an audience that to sit and listen to the music. But back in
originally, how long was it?
I might say 3 hours and 15 minutes or so.
3 hours and 15 minutes, and it runs.
It's a big commitment.
Right? Yeah.
For an audience today.
For an audience and for the performers,
right.
Too.
Exactly.
So, but now, by cutting it down, it's how long?
I'd say about 2 hours.
And share the story of The Marriage of Figaro.
Well, it's a story about two couples. Susanna, The Marriage of Figaro is about the wedding of Susanna and Figaro. And he's a valet to the Count Almaviva. They live in a castle with the Count and Countess, and they're servants. And the Count... as I said, he works for the Count, and Susanna works for the Countess. And, you know, it's a wonderful day. They're getting married, but the problem is the Count has a thing for the ladies, and he's a bit of a philanderer, and right now he's not paying a whole lot of attention to his wife, who is a beautiful person, but, you know, he likes all the women in the castle, and he's kind of infatuated with Susanna at the moment.
Even though she's getting married today.
Married today, right. But, you know, back in those days, there's a tradition where the lord of the manor has first rights with all the women in the castle. So he can, at any time, abolish, you know, just do what he feels like and abolish. He had made a rule that he wouldn't do that anymore. But now that he has a thing for Susanna, he wants to seduce her before they get married. Exactly.
Okay. So, well, does he or not?
No, because they plot together, the Countess, his wife, who's not very happy with him at the
moment.
The wife
knows what's going on.
Yes.
Okay.
Figaro and Susanna, they all plot together to find a way to kind of bring him to his knees and beg for forgiveness. And
how many songs are in this production?
I would say, you know, there's solos, arias, ensembles. I'd say maybe 20 or so altogether.
Oh, and you've got how many students? 20?
20 students as a chorus and some major leads. And
now, the two that you brought today, tell us about them.
As people, as students, as characters?
Yeah, they're characters.
They're characters.
So this is Figaro.
This is Figaro. As I said, he's a very clever, but not always on top of things all the time.
And Figaro is played by Levi Gyrke.
Levi Gyrke, right.
And then Anna Kay is...
Anna Kay is Susanna, the character Susanna, who is engaged and going to be married to Figaro. But she is on to the attentions of the Count, and she's trying to. He's all excited about the wedding and measuring the room for the bed and all of that.
Yeah.
But she's trying to insinuate that this may not be the best place, having the room right next to the Count's room.
Figaro doesn't realize what's going on.
Not yet.
Okay. All right. So we have the song for you right now, and you're singing this all in Italian.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
All right, from The Marriage of Figaro. Take it.
Dieci, venti, trenta, trentasei, quarantatre.
Ora sì che io son contenta, sempre fatto in ver per me, sempre fatto in ver per me.
Cinque.
Guarda un po', mio caro Figaro.
Dieci.
Guarda un po', mio caro Figaro.
Venti.
Guarda un po'.
Trenta.
Guarda adesso il mio cappello.
Trentasei.
Guarda adesso il mio cappello.
Quarantatré.
Guarda un po', mio caro Figaro. Guarda adesso il mio cappello. Il mio cappello, il mio cappello.
Sì, mio cuore, ore più bello. Sembra fatto in ver per te. Sembra fatto in ver per te.
Guarda un po'.
Sì, mio cuore.
Guarda un po'.
Ora è più bello.
Ora sì che io son contenta.
Sì,
ora sì
cuore,
che io son contenta.
Sembra fatto in ver per te. Per te. Quale nozze vicino, quante dolci al tuo tenero sposo, questo bel cappellino vezzoso,
che Susanna la stessa si fe,
che Susanna la stessa si fe, Susanna,
Susanna,
è la stessa,
è la stessa,
che Susanna la stessa si fe,
stessa si fe,
stessa si fe. Susanna, la stessa si fe.
Oh, very nice. You both have beautiful voices.
Thank you.
And Figaro, I hope you catch on to what's going on with your wife.
I do pretty soon after that.
Okay. You have a beautiful voice. Is this a difficult part to do?
Yes, yes. It's been a challenge. It was a big undertaking, but Dr. Duggan has led us through it very
right,
well.
Right, he's only 19 years old.
19! You've got a much stronger voice than that. And Anna, how old are you?
20.
Your voice is beautiful also.
Thank you.
I wish you the very best. So how long have you been singing, Anna?
As long as I can remember. I've been in choir since I was a little tyke.
Are you excited about doing The Marriage of
yes,
Figaro?
Yes, very excited.
Yes, it's quite a challenge.
Yes.
I wish you both the very best.
Thank you so much.
It opens this coming Thursday.
That's right.
This coming what time?
7:30.
7:30 on Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And 2 p.m. on Sunday.
A Sunday matinee. And it's located...
in the Little Theater in Fayette, Missouri.
Okay.
Central Methodist University campus.
And tickets are how much?
Oh, we have a range $7. Of tickets. $7 for general admission.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
That is a steal for
and
this.
Students for $2 with IDs.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you can't pass it up. It's A Marriage of Figaro at Central Methodist University. Susan, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you,
by. Best
thank
of luck
you.
To you all. We're out of time for today. Tuesday, tomorrow, the Saturday morning book talk is our topic with Kit Salter. Our program directed by Travis McMillan on the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwer, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to watch this or listen to it again, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, and Radio Friends. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.